T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted.
Yeah, it's an awful story about people who are busted and have to consider filing for bankruptcy. But what does that mean in the modern day? Gene Weedoff is a retired bankruptcy judge and the chairman of the American Bankruptcy Institute. Gene, I'm glad you're with us to try to explain this. Tell me what modern day bankruptcy means for the individual consumer.
Well, it means what bankruptcy has generally meant, and that is that it offers to someone who's not really able to make ends meet, who can't continue living appropriately, it offers them the opportunity for some kind of effective relief.
It's not the first thing you'd choose to do, though, right?
No, and no one would recommend to anyone who's having a little bit of difficulty paying their debts that they file a bankruptcy case. That's going to be a mark against their credit records for some time, and it's going to be a limit to their ability to get future bankruptcy relief. So it's something that you do only reluctantly after considering the options. But if the other options don't work, bankruptcy can be the most effective way of dealing with a debt problem.
If we study the folks who have taken advantage of this or have used this as a tool recently, what are some of the common elements of the folks who make that choice?
Well, you're going to talk about someone who is in financial distress. Now, that can be because they've lost a job, because they've gone through a divorce, because they've had medical bills that were overwhelming. Any of those sorts of things can put a person in a very difficult financial situation. And if they're threatened with the loss of their home, with the loss of their car, it could mean that they're not going to be able to get out of the problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the common situation.
Yeah, it's, from a distance, it seems like the bankruptcy code is a very huge, imposing, oppressive. Am I exaggerating that, or do you think that that's an accurate statement right off the bat?
Well, I think there's certainly a lot of accuracy in what you've just said, in that there are unnecessary burdens and unnecessary costs that the commission has identified and is trying to eliminate. We don't want the system to work poorly, inefficiently for anybody who's involved in it, not just the debtors, but creditors as well. To the extent we're putting unreasonable, unnecessary burdens on people, we think they should be removed.
What would you change if you were able to lobby for those changes?
Well, if we're just talking about inefficiencies and extra costs, what we can point to is something like the requirement for pre-bankruptcy credit counseling as a kind of a hurdle that has to be leapt before you can even file for bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
That's proven to be ineffective, and the commission is recommending that that requirement be eliminated. Similarly, we're recommending that the requirement in Chapter 7 cases for getting a course in financial management be eliminated because, again, it's proven not to be effective. It's simply another cost and burden in getting general bankruptcy relief. Now, if we look at specific areas where bankruptcy operates, and student loans would be one of them, what we're trying to do is make the relief be more effective and tailored to that situation. So, just to give you an example, in student loans, we agree with the current law that a person should not be able to get those debts discharged right after they graduate. The whole purpose of getting the education was to make a person able to earn more income that would let them pay off loans. And so immediate discharge makes no sense. But on the other hand, if they've been unable to pay their debts effectively for 7 years and they still can't deal with their debt situation, those debts we're recommending, those student loans, should be dischargeable. Similarly, if the debtor is willing to go through 5 years of a Chapter 13 plan using all of their disposable income to pay their debts, they ought to be able to get their student loan discharged. And maybe, the result of that, those kinds of changes, are that the people who otherwise wouldn't be buying homes, getting married, having kids, are going to be able to do those things and be, you know, functioning members of our economic community.
So this is a distinction for folks who haven't been through anything like this before, a distinction between going through and having this adjudicated and the charge down that a credit card company might offer you if you said, hey, I've got nothing to offer you, so I give you $2,000 on $20,000, and then you just write the other $18,000 off and have to pay taxes on it. But there's a real distinction here.
Yeah, there's a big distinction between an individually negotiated settlement and a bankruptcy discharge. Mm. In the case that you're just talking about, it wouldn't only be that credit card debt would be discharged, but all of the other unsecured debt that the debtor had, the medical bills that they may have that they can't afford, would also be discharged.
Mm-hmm. What is the next step, you think, culturally for us? I think there's a concern that we're kicking open the door for a lot of reckless behavior. Would you argue that is a possibility, or that this actually, if we restructure it, will be in a better place culturally and financially as a nation?
Absolutely the latter. That what we're doing in this commission, first of all, the commission itself was composed of representatives of all of the interest groups affected by bankruptcy. So we had not only representatives of debtors as among our commissioners, but representatives of creditors, trustees, bankruptcy courts. The idea is that we're coming up with recommendations that make the system fairer and more efficient for everybody who's involved in bankruptcy. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that we are not trying to make a radical change to grant relief wholesale across the board, but looking at individual situations like the student loan situation I just told you, and trying to get a balanced approach that gives relief where it's possible and appropriate, but withholds any kind of bankruptcy relief where it's not appropriate.
Yeah. Important to think about before you get yourself in this bind, but thankful that some of the stakeholders are trying to recalibrate here, too. Judge Gene Weedoff, retired bankruptcy judge and the chairman of the American Bankruptcy Institute. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.